Yeah, thank you. And ready? Hit it.
Let it go. Let it go.
I am pretty sure Idina Menzel did not have Robert F. Kennedy Jr. in mind when she sang that song, but he wants to let it go. What he wants to let go and why people in the poultry industry are shocked after I thank the Chevy Silverado for sponsoring us today. There has never been a better time to put a Silverado in your toolbox. Find out how at ChevyDrivesChicago.com. RFK Jr., our Health and Human Services Secretary, has said a lot of things the scientific community considers crazy, and a few months ago he ruffled a lot of feathers among poultry farmers when he suggested that the bird flu, which the USDA says killed 170 million birds in the last 3 years and sent egg prices to the moon, he suggested the bird flu be handled this way.
Let it spread.
Let it go. Don't do anything.
Instead of the traditional response where we close a farm, depopulate, or cull poultry.
She is a scientist.
My name is Erin Sorrell, and I'm an associate professor and senior scholar at Johns Hopkins University.
And in the journal Science, she and four other scientists wrote a response to RFK Jr.'s let it spread idea. Is there any merit to that strategy?
In my opinion, no.
For several reasons.
It would be really unethical to let the virus just take its course and for it to continue to spread on the farm and potentially risk a human pandemic.
And she says any surviving birds, and there would likely be very few, right?
You are correct.
Would not be protected against other viruses. And there's another factor we've talked about here before, and that is the mental health of poultry farmers who would have to do nothing as their animals, their livelihood, suffer and die. So what now?
I think what's next is that we incorporate human health, animal health, environmental health to really increase active surveillance, active detection, and to be ready for the fall migration.
Yeah, there could be another round of bird flu on the way. You can read much more than I had time for here in the July edition of the journal Science. On the food calendar, it's National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day. I'm Steve Alexander. That's the Business of Food on 720 WGN.